cloudy island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you amidst all that's taking place in the world right now. And even as in the world things continue to escalate, remember that conflict has gone on for a long time. The epic struggle between darkness against light, because actually light always triumphs over the darkness, just as darkness is just the absence of light, because when the light comes, darkness always runs away, because the darkness in and of itself is just the absence of that which is true, that which is just, that which is right, that which is illuminates things for what they are. So, you know, that's why the strategy of the world is to try to block the light, is to try to keep it from going forth, is to try to keep the absence of light as much as possible in all that takes place. That's why even when it comes to the things of the gospel and the truth, they try to create all kinds of other information out there to confuse it, to give people a delusion, a strong delusion. And you know, if you have it in your heart that you love truth, it resonates with you. And then when you hear the truth, that sounds a chord, because deep cries out to deep. So when you hear the truth, you want that. And when you want that truth, you ask and you seek and you knock. You ask and you receive, you seek and you find, you knock and the door is open. So you're looking for that because that's what you want. And you won't settle for the lie, because you know that the lie does not satisfy the need in your soul, which is to know what's real. You, in your soul, want the light. You want the truth. You want that which is real and that which will set you free, because you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you know the lie doesn't set you free. The lie just puts you back into one more level of bondage and slavery and deception and tricks. You don't want the lie. Frankly, the people that are called by God, they do not want the lie. You know, the people that want the lie are those that want to live in the darkness. The people that want the lie are those that are afraid of the light and the truth. The people that want the lie are those that are afraid of who Jesus is. But, you know, the thing about it is that, too, is that, you know, eventually, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Eventually, you will get to the place where light will be shown on all things and reveal all things for what they are. Eventually, people will be seen in their eternal state for who they truly are. See, that's why, too, you shouldn't get too upset about the circumstance and the situation of this life, because this life is just a window of time and a dressing room for eternity, but it goes on. It carries on from here. And that which it carries on into is that which is actually real. So, you know, sometimes when you see things going on, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, how could this be? That's just sort of the eternal side of you that is longing and crying out for the revelation of that which is real. Or like all nature groans earnestly for the revelation of the sons and the daughters of God. All nature is looking forward to that, is wanting that, is within requesting that. So, you know, you want the revelation of the light and the truth. You want the revelation of God's people. You want the revelation of that which is real to be known for what it is. Because, you know, it is aggravating, if you are a truth lover, for somebody to speak a lie and say that's true or that's real. It is aggravating. And it is aggravating when they have positions of power and control over channels of communication, and where, you know, other people are tricked or deceived by those people that lie like that. But God still makes a way. He still has His means and methods of reaching His remnant with that which is real. And, you know, throughout history, the remnant of God has always found some way to gather around the truth, always found some way to get together, even around just pieces little pieces of the truth wherever they could find it, but they've wanted that so deep within. And God has always found a way to meet the needs of their heart. So whether it was the struggling underground church of China, where even there, you know, a Bible would be, you know, they would have little sections or little pieces of the Bible, whatever they could get, sometimes even a page, you know, and, you know, they would just read that page over and over and over again and read it and internalize it and love it and cherish it, because that was the bit of truth that they were able to get their hands on, and they loved it and they were so grateful that they had that. You know, whether it's something like that, whether it's like we have right here, which is just, look, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the entire globe that want the truth, that love God, that are sharing it one with another, and are just meeting together around that which is real and that which is God has put forward. Sure, you know, whether it's, you know, your home fellowship, whether it's, you know, a Bible study you do, whether it's, you know, maybe there are still a few gatherings out there in a bit more of a formal setting where they're still seeking the truth and still put aside their man-made agenda and are looking to God, looking to Christ Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith, for that which is real and true, and not working on a man-made agenda and a man-made plan and course of action to grow a religious system. Look, God is not interested in your religions. He's interested in a true, living, walking relationship with Him. And what that looks like is very different than most of the religions in this world. You know, religions provide social structure. Religions provide, at times, good moral codes. Religions provide ways and means for people to do nice things and to mobilize around social causes and to share resources. Yeah, sure, that's all good and fine. But your religion will not save you. Christ Jesus saves you. A relationship with the living God saves you. That's what saves you. The blood of Jesus saves you. The finished work of Christ on the cross saves you. That's what's necessary. That is what people need. And from that living, dynamic relationship, then you walk it out and you go wherever God sends you. And whether you go alone, whether you go two by two, whether you go in a small group, whether you go in a big, you know, big gathering, whatever it may be, that is all under the leadership, direction, and guidance of His Holy Spirit, how He would have you to be for this time, for this window, for this season of operation according to His plan of purpose. Because, you know, and also that changes. There will be times where God has you to do something on your own. There will be other times where He has for you to be part of a fellowship. Whatever it may be, you learn to be flexible with what it is that God's doing. Because, you know, He needs a group of people that are willing to roll with Him. You know, dropping a personal agenda, dropping their own man-made plans, dropping all of those things that they have put upon themselves and have let go of those in order to embrace what God is doing and embrace His plan and purpose for their lives and how they are to apply themselves in relationship to His kingdom and what it is that He is doing in such a time as this. You know, God is doing something right now at such a time as this, and it is beyond people's intellect. It is beyond people's planning. It is beyond people's organizational programs. It is beyond people's 5-year strategic plan. It is a work of His Spirit. It is a timing of His for what it is that He desires to do in the globe right now. Yes, the world has its plan. Yes, the world has its agenda. Yes, the world has its people. And it's all trying to move on a particular track. But the one thing they haven't accounted for is, what's God's plan in the midst of all of this? What is God doing in the midst of all of this? Because God certainly has His plan and purpose. And He allows people a window of time to repent. But instead of repenting, a lot of people use that time just to solidify themselves in their sin and in their direction apart from Him, and solidify themselves in a way that is not His, put themselves at enmity with God, and then hope for a better result. It's not going to happen. Those that have set themselves against Him, they're in for a rude awakening. Because God does settle accounts. He does settle things up in His time and His plan and His purpose. But God gives people a window of time to repent and get right with Him. But you have to use it. You have to use it while you have it. You know, but in the midst of all that time that He's giving, He also has a plan. He has His own plan of what He is doing and executing and fulfilling in the earth right now at such a time as this. God knows what He's doing with His people. God knows what He's doing with His creation. God knows what He's doing in time. You know, if you have any question about that, just go read the book of Revelation. And you'll understand that God knew what it was that mankind was going to come into in time to come. God knew all of that, and He also warned people. I mean, you know, just reading the book of Revelation, I would think that that book alone would be enough for a lot of people just to bow their knee before the living God and say, "Lord God, please save me." Obviously, You know exactly all that's coming and all that's going to take place on the earth. And Lord, would You please save me? Because, you know, I know that I'm apart from You, I can do nothing. And apart from You, I'm lost. So please, you know, help me, save me, bring me unto Yourself. You would think that that would be the prayer of anybody reading Revelation. You would think that would be the desire of anybody that would have even the beginning understanding that God has already foretold all that we are in today. Today. At this time. You know, think about it. I mean, like, if you were 2,000 years ago walking around in Jerusalem, and, you know, if you did not have the Spirit of God, which is outside of time, how in the world would you know that, you know, the world would come into a time where people could not buy or sell without a mark, without participating in the system? How would you know that? You know, how would you know that the world would not become, you know, settle down from all those earthquakes and floods, that it would actually become like birth pains and carry on and get more and more, more frequent and larger as you approach the closing of time? You know, how would you know about the wars? How, you know, you just start going down the list. Just reading Matthew 24, God tells a lot about the time that we're living in right now. You read those books, and then you wonder, why is it that people can't see that God already knew the beginning from the end, and He made a way out for us through Jesus Christ, and that message needs to be preached. People need to know. People need to understand that there's a way out. And that God knew the day and the age that we're coming into. And that those that swear their allegiance to the world and the world system lose their souls. Lose their eternal souls. You cannot pledge your allegiance to the eternal... You cannot pledge your allegiance to the world and the world system and expect to spend eternity with your Heavenly Father. You can't. Because Lucifer made that offer to Jesus in Luke chapter 4. He said, "Jesus, I give you all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All you got to do is bow your knee before me and worship me. Or otherwise, as I would put it, come under my lordship. Come under my kingdom. Be part of my kingdom. Submit yourself to my rule and my authority. And I'll give you all these goodies." And Jesus said, "Nope. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, Him only shall you serve." You know, He's part of the kingdom of God. He is the King. There's no need to bow before an amateur. Actually, the devil's a pro, but, you know, he's a pro, but he's lost And there's no need. But you got to make that known. You have to make it known. Because what happens is people think, oh, okay, they can just do that. They can just, you know, play ball with the world and then everything's going to be okay later. Look, you may not get that chance. You think you can get right later? How do you know? Today is the day of salvation. Don't harden your heart. Don't stiffen your neck. Don't try to push back. And you got to drop that idea in your own head, in your own mind, that you think, oh, okay, you can do this and this and this, and that you can just sort of outmaneuver. You think you're going to outmaneuver the devil, who's the enemy of your soul? You think that he, once he has somebody inside of his grips, you think he ever wants to let that person go? Do you think he ever wants that person waking up? Do you ever wonder why there's so many celebrities and people in positions of power that die young and die of mysterious causes and die in weird ways? He's not going to let them go. That soul he wants. And also, too, you know, what God has said is because in the start of the book of Romans, he said because people refuse to love the truth, he gives them over to a powerful delusion. At believing the lie, they are damned. So he lets people go that way, too. If they refuse his call, if they refuse the truth, if they refuse the gospel, if they refuse that which he's done for them. So he went. He died on the cross for their sins, paid the price in full, extends it out to them, and they trample it underfoot. They trample it underfoot. And if they refuse the truth, when it's been made and offered to them, and that which would grant them peace and salvation is turned away from, then he says, all right, fine. Here, have your choice. I'll let you just have your choice. I'll leave you alone. I'll let you have your choice. And let that delusion be powerful. Because they refuse to love the truth. God gives them over to a lie. Believing the lie, they are damned. You know, God wants you free. He wants you out. He wants you out of the world system. And he's got his hand at work to do that. If your will is set to go with him. If your will is set towards him, he will spring you out. You don't have to worry about it. If your will is set towards Christ Jesus, he will liberate you. Yes, he will. Because even though Pharaoh wanted to keep the children of Israel, even though they wanted to keep them as slaves, they could not. They cannot hold a child of God when God is moving on their behalf. Neither height nor depth, nor angel nor demon, nor anything in all creation can separate you from the love of God, which is ours through and in through Christ Jesus. Nothing can do that. Now you can walk away from it, because God still honors your free will, but if your free will is to be with him, nothing can separate you from that. Nothing can hold you back from that. Nothing can keep you from what God wants to do with you. God sets his people free. Sets them free so that they can worship him and walk with him and know the truth. But you got to make the truth known. You have to preach it. When God puts it in your heart, preach it. When God puts it in your heart, speak it. Write. Get it out there. Bring light in this world right now. Bring light into this world right now. You are an ambassador of light and truth. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? You know, Jesus said, you know, you don't light a lamp and then put it under a bowl. You light a lamp and then you put it on a stand so that it can give light to the whole house. You lift it up. What did God say? You humble yourself, you know, humble yourself under my hand, and in due season, I will lift you up. God lifts you up. God puts you on a stand. God gives you a platform and allows you to be able to speak His word, speak His truth, make a difference, make a change. God gives you that. But how often do people choose to be put back under the bushel? Or under the bowl, sorry. How often do people look to be put under the bowl? They don't want to speak out. They don't want to put their neck on the line. They don't want to be known and associated with anything that would make their lives difficult. And in so doing, they miss that work of the Spirit of God in them. Because the Spirit of God will work in you to bring that forward. And as you go through some difficult and trying times, it refines the message. It refines the word in you. It builds strength of character into you to do the work. You have a testimony after you've gone through some stuff. You've got a testimony of God being able to take His and those that belong to Him through some tough times. God will take you through. You need to be able to speak and let people know that God indeed does take them through, carries them on to the other side, strengthens them, empowers them, gives them a hope, a purpose, a future. Speak that light and truth. Let people know. Let people know that you can walk with Him. You can walk with Him. You can know Him. And you actually live the abundant life. Those that walk with Him, they live much more full, rich, interesting lives than anybody in the world. Those that walk with Christ, they live the truth. And it's incredible the lives that they live. Yeah. You know, you want to know Him. You want to know the power of His resurrection. You want to know that truth that sets you free. And if you seek it, you'll find it. Knock, doors open. Ask, seek. If you ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Yeah. You know, God's got it all under control. And He's got your life in the palm of His hands. You don't have to worry about anything. You just need to pray, seek Him each and every day. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof, so don't worry. Don't worry and be perplexed about all kinds of things that really aren't yours to worry about. Just seek Him this day, thank Him, and do what you can, where you can, when you can, you know, how you can. Well, do what you can to, in your sphere of influence, in your place, to try to push things in the right way, the right direction. That's enough. Speak truth. Speak love. Do what you can where you are. And watch God move through you. God will use you in powerful ways as you just do what you can and as you trust in Him. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word. You will find us. So keep on keeping on. We appreciate you. Drop us a mail. Say hi. Thank you for all the people that have been writing in recently. Lots and lots of mails. We've read them. We read them all. You know, we do try to get back to everybody. It may take us a little while. But, we just appreciate you guys writing in and saying hi. And from all over the world, it's awesome. So, hey, we love you guys. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.